You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
You like snacks and you like kids, then you're going to love fat kids. Fat snacks.
Fat kids. I mean, fat snacks.
Fat snack kids. Fat kid snacks.
We're going to record all these jingles. They're good. But we don't want to record them or to practice them. We want to do them on the fly.
Fat kids.
More jingles.
Fat snacks.
I like our new Fat Snacks jingle. Oh, look at that. That's a classy little bit of
wow.
Piano.
Little Billy Joel. Play the harmonica, Billy.
I don't know it's Billy Joel.
I know.
Don knows it's Billy Joel.
Are you a big Billy Joel fan?
I love Billy Joel.
I am. I mean, too. I love Billy Joel.
Go down to piano bar.
That was the best part of this New Year's Eve.
Go down to piano bar.
Was
down
on,
there
on
in Baltimore.
Whatever channel that was, they had Billy Joel singing You May Be Right live. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it.
Did you have some summer sausage?
I did. I had a whole thing of summer sausage. Now,
it's
Tony had over half of it.
9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in.
I think if Don could, he could reinvent himself. Or if he want, like, he could like do his life over again, he would reinvent himself as a piano man at a bar.
I would love to play a piano. I like the piano bar. Yeah, it is a very lonely life. Nothing but smoking and drinking.
That's the only part you miss.
Christie Brinkley.
That's not a sad life.
I know, man. But it's sad and it's sweet. And I knew it complete. When I wore a younger man's clothes. Oh, la-da-da. Da-da-da. Di-di-da.
This is actually the whole show is just Don singing the piano bar over and over again.
What's the name of the piano bar down at the power plant?
Is that the Howl at the Moon?
Yeah. We should go to the Howl at the Moon.
I love that place, actually. It's always those places you get there at 10 o'clock and you're like, I don't want to do this because I hate piano bars. And by 1:30 in the morning, you're screaming out every song that's playing.
We used to do that at Heroes, but there was no piano. No.
Piano. They got very mad. They stopped playing certain songs because of us. They wouldn't play James's Laid because we would scream along with the end. It's not even a song you sing along to. We are assholes.
Another episode of Radio for Winners. Jeremy, Tony, and Cherokee Don.
Wow. It's two episodes in a row that I got the Cherokee Don.
Year two, the entire year two, you're Cherokee Don.
Wow. That's wow.
We'll have to introduce a new segment, Cherokee Don's Campfire Stories.
I would like that. I can work on that.
All right. We might have some later this episode.
Cherokee
very exciting. What is this?
Oh, God. Hey, Pat, it's a fire.
We were the. This is embarrassingly dumb that we were. Really we is. Were those guys. We were 5 to 6 grown men at a table, and these were acoustic bands playing these awful covers, including this. And it would get to the chorus, and all of us would scream like retarded people. It was awful. This. And they would get so mad. And
not even the right part.
Doesn't
not
matter.
Even
we were drunk then, not drunk now, unfortunately.
Give me another Miller
Lite. Give me Miller Lite.
Here it is, here it is.
3 lemon shots. No, everyone turned their radio off. Because it's a horrible, horrible thing. We did that for literally 2 years, every night.
Picture a bunch of drunk guys sitting at a table at Applebee's singing this song at the top of their lungs.
Honestly, how did we not get thrown out more often?
I don't know.
I think we only got thrown out one time.
Because you were paying. I remember you
tipped extremely well.
No, yeah, we did tip really well.
You were paying the bartender money under the table.
Yeah, that's true. But we were, I mean, we were, honestly, if we went to another bar now and we saw people doing that, we would be angry.
Oh, I'd be just,
I would be so,
so
mad.
Yeah, so annoyed.
And we were, we were there every night.
The look on your two faces right now, you're like, yeah, I'm annoyed. That's,
we were awful. We were terrible. Why did no one tell us?
I would be like, why don't you guys get control of yourselves?
I don't understand. The decorum of our generation previous or past us is.
I'm not even sure what you're talking about.
I'll be over here drinking.
Those were good times, though.
Those were rough times.
Or were they even good times?
No, they were very blurry times.
I was talking to somebody
about
how
much
money
we spent.
We were all very sad. And yeah, I was like, it was.
We were personally in holes. We were in personal holes.
Some say we still are.
We all had the worst possible jobs. We were thousands and thousands of dollars in debt, and we went out every single night and dropped easily $100 a piece. And
hey, let's go pick up some chicks tonight by singing these songs at the top of our lungs.
See, that's the thing. None of us could say we were going out to pick up chicks that night. Our goal was to go out and drink till we couldn't see and then somehow wake up at our house. It was horrible.
The best story you told about the car and the driving down the road without the wheels and on the front lawn with the
rims. That wasn't me.
I know.
I did equally stupid things.
That's a great story.
Dad's eating Cheerios. Yeah, good night last night, huh?
It's awful. I mean, it was what a terrible time.
That's good.
But that's a great startup for our St. Patrick's Day episode.
Hey, dude, You got a bad buzzing?
I don't have any.
I don't hear it at all.
Maybe it's just my brain.
You're having a stroke.
I hear it a little bit, but I don't know whether or not it's actually going to come out on the audio or not.
Oh.
and
never know till we play it back.
And no one listens to the show but me, so I'll let you guys know next week.
Let us know in a blog.
I'll let you know.
I want to listen to the show, but again, it's very painful.
See, I don't find it to be very painful. I think it's funny. What I think is weird is that the people that work with me will hear me listening to a show where I'm clearly on it, and they think I'm crazy.
You're that full yourself?
Then I laugh. Like, I'm like, that was funny. And they're like, you're laughing at something you just said. Like, yeah, that was a pretty funny comment.
Sounds to me like your coworkers think you're planning for the future.
That's true. See, that's a good segue, Tony. Did you see that? That was silky smooth.
Right? Did you see that?
I can't believe Don would mock.
Did you see that? I took the ball. I threw it up like that. I set him up. Set him up for success.
Look at that. Look at that.
So speaking of success, I did it again.
Do you think you're ready? Do you think you're planning well for retirement?
No.
Tony?
No,
I'm
not.
You asked us that earlier, and I kind of laughed, but then I thought about it, and I really don't think I'm that bad right now. I mean, I can't say I'm like ready. I couldn't retire anytime soon, but I think 5 years ago, if you asked me that, I would just laughed at you.
I was reading some articles recently on it because I was like, I wonder where how I do stack against other people.
I don't know where you find time to read articles. All I do is look at Twitters of porn. Since last week, it's all I've been doing.
That's good. I think I am on the low end of what average people have saved up for retirement so far, of people our age.
Now, does that include 401ks?
That's 401ks.
What is the number they
have?
Does
that include 401ks?
Well, no, because some people just have money put in the bank. I don't have any savings anymore because I just bought a house. But some people have money in the bank for savings, and some people have it in IRAs, and some people have it.
Banking on a reverse mortgage.
Henry Winkler told me about it. I think it's a good plan.
I think that the scale or the stretch of the range was like between 40 and 225,000.
That's a big range.
I know.
What?
I'm close to that bottom number.
Between 40 and 225,000.
Yeah, for people our age, that's like where they're at.
Mm.
I don't believe that can't be
right. But
obviously
that percentage goes much, much lower as you get near that 225,000. I'm like, I don't know anybody that has that except for Cherokee Don. Cherokee Don right now is burning money.
He's just lighting hundreds on fire to prove a point.
It's cold out here in the studio, so I thought I would just light some bills on fire.
Only the small ones. I only have hundreds with me.
My bad.
No one has. I mean, I guess some people do have 225,000 put away, but who could do
that?
I
do not have 225,000 put away.
I think I'm close to that bottom number. I think I probably got close to 40,000 away for retirement already.
But I've got money. I got 401ks. You have IRA?
I just have 401ks right now.
Okay. You have IRAs? You have CDs?
No.
All right. Well, then you guys are doing great.
Well, I mean, I just drained everything I had to buy a house.
I get you.
You had a house.
I
didn't have that house.
Right.
So, you know, 5 years from now, when I can stop paying mortgage interest or mortgage insurance, then I'll have money to put in things like CDs.
If I was smarter, I would invest more in real estate. That's how I become rich.
If I was smarter, I wouldn't be sitting at this table right
now. Well, that's true. Or would you? Right.
See, I don't do enough investments and other things outside of my 401k and like a couple.
Do you look at your 401k? No. See, here's another thing. Do you look at your 401k and move things around? Or do you just, you know, I'm contributing, my company's contributing, And I just hope that it grows so that I can retire.
I typically move things around, but it's not, maybe not as, I move things around like on a yearly basis.
Well, that's what you're not supposed to move around on a monthly basis, but yeah. Okay.
But I would say once
you wouldn't
a year,
just leave it in like, I mean, ours is set up so it's you pick a risk category.
But I also, I guess
so
I'm
just,
doing...
I mean, we're not going to retire anytime soon. It's all high risk. Yeah. Unless you know everything's gone to shit, then move it. But otherwise,
yeah,
stay
I'm at
a high
higher
risk. Keep like a small percentage in something safer and just throw the risk in high risk.
I got a lot of money in Sears.
Yeah.
pennies.
What a crap ton of Radio Shack stock.
I'm waiting for Jimmy John's to blow up. It's going through any time.
They're freaky fast.
That's a much better way, actually. If we were smart, we'd buy a franchise restaurant and just manage it.
Yeah.
Or just own it. I want to manage it.
Let's do it.
I wouldn't even know how to manage it.
Well, we wouldn't. We would just own it.
What if
we hire a manager to manage it?
If all three of us did that, it would, like, we call it Radio for Winners, subs.
No. You don't don't start our own restaurant. That's a disaster. You take a franchise business that's a name, like Jimmy John's.
Okay. Let's say we have
Annie Chun's, and you buy that franchise.
Let's say we do that. What do we do?
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
But what do we
sit back and let the money roll in? You just sit back and
turn,
let the money roll in.
Turnkey operation, Tony. Turnkey operation.
I hear this commercial on Sirius all the time. It's like, I'm looking for something turnkey. I'm like, you know what you're looking for, you hose bag.
I want to find a box of money. Mike.
Hey, we can't take the Radio for Winners podcast and license it and franchise it, so we type up a script every week, and then different morons from across the country release their own version of our podcast.
Hi, this is Radio for Winners with Dan, Chuck, and Tommy. Today, apparently, we're going to talk about singing a song at Heroes. What the hell is this?
Hi, this is our Radio for Winners with Bob, John, and Polish Pete. So anyway, I'm really awkward at parties.
Polish Pete is a weirdo.
Hold on. I think, remember that time that we were at Heroes? Yeah.
I think us doing a fake version of our own show would be the best show we've ever done.
We should script out a show one time and have to read it.
Oh, man.
Get three people we know to read it instead. Yeah. We'll just sit on the side and watch them run our show as we wrote it.
Boom. Episode next week. Done.
This is our money. Our money.
Man.
We can get Modé in here and actually do it. Modé can do all the different characters.
Or we can write, each of us has to write a script for the other person, and then we have to read that.
You know that's just
going
to be us trying to get the other person to say the most offensive things they can.
Absolutely. I love anal.
Yeah, isolate that.
But we should. Yeah, we should open up our own franchise. What franchise do you want to open up?
Banchan Chicken.
Banchan Chicken.
Have you guys ever had this place?
No, you keep telling me about it. We've never had it.
I think you were supposed to bring some of it here.
I should bring it over. We do a show next week. I should bring it so that
we should
can,
do a show.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
Or else we'll have no shows. Although we could play the same one every week, and only I would know. Apparently.
I think that may have happened. What are you going to do about Banchan Chicken in Asheville?
I'm going to open up a Banchan Chicken in Asheville.
There's no way.
Actually, my wife and I have thought about it, because we have thought about it. We're like, this place is amazing. I'll bring it over so you'll understand.
This place needs a Banchan.
You know what Asheville's missing?
A Banchan Chicken.
Banchan Chicken.
I'll bring
Jimmy John's
order for next week so you guys can have it. It's incredible.
I'm very excited about this. You better follow through on this. If there's no chicken next week, I will flip this table over.
He's talked about it for a year. Don't
promise.
It's time to pay up.
The problem with it, what?
It's, you know, it's hard to keep it warm because I'm driving 6 hours.
It's hard to keep it warm.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It's hard to keep chicken hot when you're driving.
You can't.
You're driving over there for about an hour and a half. You can't keep it hot unless you got one of those hot bags.
Is Banchan Chicken a franchise?
Dude, is it? No. Yeah, it is.
It is?
Yeah, they have them all over the world. Except for Asheville.
I've never heard of it ever.
I've only heard it from Tony.
They only have three in Maryland. Maryland, it's Rockville and like Silver Spring or something like that. And then Virginia just has a couple of Northern Virginia. Anyway, no one really cares about where the Banchans are, but I will tell you.
You care a lot.
This portion of Radio for Winners brought to you in part by Banchan Chicken.
Have you ever had
eaten a bite?
It's been a life-changing experience?
Yes.
Yes. It happens a lot for me. A lot.
I've had 300 pounds of life-changing experience.
I mean, the most recently was when we introduced the world to Annie Chun's seaweed snacks.
Oh, man.
Delicious.
They're so good. It's kind of like eating crunchy paper.
It's literally like eating the bad part of sushi.
It's been 2 weeks since the pinata, and yet there's still Annie Chun's all over your floor, dog.
Well, I owe that to our friend over here that decided, let me try a piece of that on the way out.
Well,
and then
the
he opened the bag
was...
and it shattered everywhere.
I didn't realize the bag had a hole in it.
Well, he hit it with a stick.
We said 15 times during the show, look, the bag split open.
I don't even listen to the show when I'm doing it.
Damn it.
Well, how about that?
Let me just tell you guys a quick training update.
Uh-oh.
Because this is the best part of the show. I have...
I think you're wrong.
It's a NASCAR
I have, besides the donuts I had this morning, I have really switched out the diet, and I am just strictly sticking to 800 calories or less.
That's ridiculous.
And I've got my macros down. Carbs, proteins, and fats are...
We should get back to the part where we talk about singing at a bar.
Very strict. And I have lost over 4 pounds in 3 months.
Wow. I'm impressed.
4 pounds in 3 months.
Yes, because my cheat day turns out to be a 14-hour eating experience.
Turns out to be every weekday.
My cheat day turns into me passing out at a Chinese buffet.
At the Banchan.
At the Banchan.
So I'm definitely going to lose this bet.
Pockets full of Banchan.
You know, if you have leftovers from a cheat day, you have to eat them.
You can't just wait. I don't want to waste money.
No, I'm not wasting money.
But I do save money by not spending it. On beer anymore.
Tony's financial tips.
And then I take that money and I put it in my 401k.
I put it in a sock and I put that sock in my drawer. I've got $17 saved.
But I do feel like I'm not doing enough.
$30,000 after 30 years. I'm pretty good for retirement.
I'm set to go as long as I don't need to ever buy any food.
So how far do you feel like you are, Don, on your progress?
With regards to?
Retirement.
Oh, I'm good.
Like you feel like you're good,
I think
though.
The key is actually that Don has no idea. His wife knows exactly where they are. He has no clue.
She does all of that, yeah. So, I mean, I know that we're, the 401k is good. I know that we invest in IRAs and...
you
know,
so I'll put it this, you're not terrified of retiring.
No, what scares me is...
And bears. I fucking terrified.
I think what scares me is whether or not... bears. Whether, you know, what is the right amount of money? You know, what is the right amount that you need to have when you retire?
Well, hopefully that number is 10,000. If that's the case, I am set to go.
Because I think that, you know, now you're in your 30s and you have kids. So, of course, everything's expensive and you're buying houses and cars. But when you get older.
You know me, rolling deep.
Yeah, you know, yeah. When you get older, how much money do you really need? And that's why I'm investing in my kids right now, because I don't want them living in my house when they're older.
If you're my parents, you only need $40 for scratch-offs. And enough money for 2 gallons of milk, and that's all. That's all you have in your refrigerator.
What do they use the milk for?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that's what they just drink.
Because I look at your parents, I don't see them as milk drinkers.
No. 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 When you're when
no,
you're...
actually, you know what? I bet they are heavy milk drinkers. My in-laws are living the least healthy life ever. My mother-in-law, she lives on cigarettes and like microwave meals, but she will drink a glass of milk every night with dinner because she's worried about health. It's literally every meal we've ever had with them. It's like we'll watch them chain smoke and they'll, you know, drinking whatever and you know, just a big mess. And then like, oh, you're not gonna have milk with dinner? I mean, I have milk every night with dinner. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'll have enough water. Water's fine.
These are your in-laws.
Yeah,
it's amazing your wife turned out to be who she is.
I'm shocked.
That's
her and her sisters are fine, but
that's incredible.
But there's a lot of mess around that.
They're going to snap at some point.
Totally. Already.
Already prepping for
already,
that?
Already prepared.
All right.
Already prepared.
Very good.
I have a bat in the closet. What were we just talking about?
We were talking about weight loss. He had weight loss.
Don feels he's good on his pace for retirement.
I can invest more, but I mean, then you got to talk about, are you kids? Are you investing in college?
Are you worried about your kids moving or not moving out until they're 40?
I do get concerned about that.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about paying for their school, but I think last week we learned that they have other options. We should be gone, and I'm going to have them work on some adult films. I may do it now.
Hey, boy, you want to go to Duke?
No, I mean, do you honestly think you're going to get to retire ever?
My dream would be to find a way to get into some sort of a company where if I don't want to go to work, I don't have to go to work. But when I just get bored doing whatever I'm doing, either on the beach or at a golf course, I can just go tinker with it. Does that make sense?
I do. I don't think that exists. I don't think that's a real job.
But that's why I've got another 30 years to make it exist.
No, I'm never going to get to retire. If I live long enough to say I can get to like 65 and retire, I'll be shocked.
Like consultants.
I didn't think I was going to make it to 30.
Consultants. I mean, they have that title consultant, but like, I mean, they can just consult whenever they want.
Well, that's they have true. To have someone pay them. Otherwise, they're just guys telling you things
you
don't want
to hear. But I mean, you know, whatever. I just get little extra ducats.
But you could. I mean, you could do that. We bring those people on. Every time there's a problem, we're like, let's find someone who formerly did something of impressiveness, and then
do
we'll
you need
come
podcasting
in.
Consultants? Contact Radio for Winners today.
Get one of our new franchise shows, Radio for Winners.
Radio for Winners, the
so
franchise.
We need this show to take off.
Right. So and then we can franchise it out.
Use this as all retirement money.
This is good. So far, we're in the negatives, but I think it's because you got to spend money, make money, guys. Spend money, make money.
Yeah, I was showing all the things to my wife that I want to get for the show, and she's like, "When is your show going to make any money?" I went, "Never.
It's not going to happen."
Yeah. It's so far, we've invested a lot of money.
It's about the dream, guys.
It is. It is about the dream.
Well, I did get some feedback from last week's show. Apparently, yeah. Our new section, Fat Snacks, huge hit.
Fat Snacks.
Fat Snacks is a Fat colossal snacks. Hit.
Yeah.
So I have followed up with our second week ever
of Fat Snacks.
This week, the St. Patrick's Day edition of Fat Snacks. I'm very excited about it. And hopefully my iPod will work. Otherwise, we're just sitting here. There we go.
Oh,
Irish edition of Fat Snacks. Now, let me set the mood for you. Turn it down a little bit so I can set the mood for you. It's St. Patrick's Day. You're looking for some kind of fake Irish treat. And all you have in your pocket is a $10 gift card you got from your son for Christmas. For Dunkin' Donuts.
And then they give it back to you. There's $7.84 on it.
So you go to the Dunkin' Donuts to find yourself a St. Patrick's Day treat. And what do they have? Mint Oreo donuts.
Get out.
Both cream filled and not cream filled. I have samples of each.
What is in the cream? What's the cream?
Mint cream.
It is a mint
I've
cream.
Actually not tried those until now. I'm very excited to try them. These are at your local Dunkin' Donuts.
I'm not a big fan of things inside my donut.
Well, then you're not gonna like this one because it's got cream in it. There's one of each for you.
Did you just cut these up into portions, Dad?
I did. I didn't want to buy 8 donuts because what if you guys don't like them? What am I going to do with that? Also, I can't multiply because there's 3 of us.
Have you seen the 3 of us? Donuts. We're not going to turn away donuts.
This is so good. This is incredible.
I get a lot of feedback. People love when we eat on the air.
They love the sound of us eating, and they love the fact that we're just playing songs while we talk about it.
Which one is this?
One is cream-filled, one's not cream-filled.
I mean, if
there's cream in it, then it's clearly the cream-filled. And I've not had those before. This is the cream-filled mint Oreo donut.
I don't think the cream is mint.
Pretty sure that's bull semen. No, it's good.
That's not bad.
No,
it's all right. I wouldn't buy it on a regular basis.
Well, I've already bought it on a regular basis for the last week. It's incredible.
What do you mean you wouldn't buy it on a regular basis?
All you have is a gift card.
Well, I'm saying if they would become something where they made it every day. And it
why would they make St. Patrick's Day donuts every day?
I don't know if it's St. Patrick's Day, but that's the thing that they do in America where you're like, it's St. Patrick's Day, so it's mint flavored. Like the Shamrock Shake.
They just make things green.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, this is
when does Chicago dye their rivers?
I have no idea.
They dye them all the time. It's called pollution. Hey, everybody!
Wow.
1-877 cars for kid. 1-877 cars for kid.
Nice.
This is good. These are good donuts, and I'm glad everybody's
enjoying
them.
Did you just say, move away from the microphone and take another bite of a donut?
I'm hungry.
They're good.
They're pretty good.
I think they're fine. I think they're very good.
The mint is it's not overwhelming.
It's good.
It's a light hint of mint. It's a light hint.
But it tastes like the mint Oreos, which are the best Oreos, because if you freeze them, they taste like thin mints. There's your Fat Snacks tip of the day.
Freezing Oreos?
Freeze mint Oreos. Put them in your freezer. They don't freeze. They don't become hard. They just get firmer, and they taste like thin mints. Because you put those in the freezer, too. Although I think you guys don't like thin mints because you're communists.
We're not big fans.
You guys get Froyo a lot.
Yeah. My wife would prefer I get Froyo a lot, but instead I get ice cream because I'm a man.
I went to a place the other day. It's okay, but it's just like I don't like the people in there that work at the Froyo place. I don't like the setup.
I don't like the buy pound. I don't like the buy by the weight. Like all the Froyo places open up now.
That's a genius.
It's genius for them, but you're gonna spend like $17 because you want M's. That's stupid.
And then they're always like,
"Hey, put back them gummy bears."
And then they're like with the handle with the yogurt, they get the person comes around, they yell at me because apparently I'm not putting the handle back quick enough or I'm not putting the handle back efficiently.
Why?
Because still, I don't know. They're like,
what is wrong with you? No one's ever had that happen.
That happened to me like 4 times in one place.
You should go practice.
They're like, you got to put the handle back right, sir. I'm like, I'm just pulling it.
You should go to Golden Corral.
You pull it down, you fill it right, and then you just walk away and it spills all over the
floor. Why don't you go practice at the Golden Corral? Go to the Golden Corral and practice.
They have a chocolate fountain.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Golden Corral ever.
You ever take a piece of fried chicken and dip it
in
the chocolate
fountain? I want some of that lobster
tail. No, but I would right now. Maybe that's next week's Fat Snack.
Hey, how good is the lobster tail at Golden Corral?
I mean, did you see that?
Is it even lobster? It's probably like...
Lobster-shaped tail.
Why does this lobster tail taste like cat? I don't understand.
This lobster tail is made entirely of beef.
I don't understand. It's not even white. Doesn't taste like lobster.
Well, I'm.
I do like how this brown rice also tastes like rice pudding.
Like lobster.
It doubles
your brown
that.
Rice tastes like lobster. You're in trouble.
Why is this lobster taste like tuna fish?
Oh, boy.
Hey.
It's been a while since we've had Seinfeld on Seinfeld. Very excited. This is a good month for a good year for segments already. Year two is great. Very segment heavy.
We had a meeting. We said we need more segments.
So now it's going to be all segments, no content.
Why is this lobster taste like cat?
Wow. It's like you'd think it gets better over time, but it doesn't. Instead, it becomes its own thing. Where eventually, it sounds nothing like Seinfeld. You're like, "Here's my Seinfeld. I'm Jerry Seinfeld." It's incredible.
Come on, Don. Are you upset about your hero recent news this past month that Don Geronimo is now gone from the JFK?
Is he no longer on? I mean, I heard him after.
He's no longer on JFK. His contract ends in a couple weeks, and.
It's kind of a sad ending.
Here's the thing. We had this conversation, you and I recently had this conversation about Don Geronimo.
Over a couple glasses of wine.
Some
back rubs.
Some Seinfeld impressions.
I'm glad I missed that.
Why is Don Geronimo leaving WJFK? That was pretty good, right?
That was, wow.
No, but you first off, I think that we had a conversation recently where we were talking about how he was going to take over WJFK, and then he just, like, you know, completely
Then he was awful.
It seemed like when they were hiring, they were having some ratings issues, and it seemed like when they were hiring him that he was going to be... He was put in nights, which is, like, kind of a dead time period, especially
nights
for
on
someone
a sports
who's...
station, so that half the time it's a sports event. There's live basketball or college sports, or college sports aren't during the week, but it's always like I've turned on to hear his show just to see if it's any good or not, and I'd say 9 out of 10 times it's a sporting event. It was the Olympics for a while.
I think I asked you if he still has that bell and he still plays that bell.
He still does. Yeah,
bong.
That's the problem. The guy. Well, I think Don and Mike back in the '90s was the best radio show that I'd ever heard. I think for about 5 years it was better than Howard Stern. It was better than Opie and Anthony. It was better than pretty much any radio out there.
Until Radio for Winners. Now we've taken that spot.
A boom.
But then it just kind of, I don't know, it stayed the same. Like, how much do you really want to hear about TV from the 60s? Do you really want to hear about Larry King?
So this is all
Larry King! Larry King!
Larry King was funny when Larry King was on TV.
When
he was on TV.
When Harry Potter was big and they would do their impersonation of, Private Potter? What was it? The guy from MASH?
Oh, Harry Morgan.
Harry Morgan. And they would have Harry Morgan read the Harry Potter lines. I thought that was funny, even though I was like, you know, how often do you get to use that impression? They got lucky that there was a way they could use it. Otherwise, it was like, that was never current.
That's not Harry Potter. That's Colonel Potter.
Yeah, that was
you get it?
Oh, man.
But then they never really changed. And then, like, I feel like when they went to New York, they just got bitter. Because the whole, they had like a few.
But you know, they used to
Anthony
shit all over Sacramento, like something fierce. But then when they ever got kicked off of every radio station, Sacramento's the only one that kept them.
Yeah.
So, it's, you know, good for him. He had a good run. But, I mean, I don't think that Mike wasn't good without Don, and Don wasn't good without Mike.
I feel like Mike is better without Don.
Oh, I hated.
Have you heard his podcast, though?
No.
It's not bad.
I have heard it a couple times.
I can't stand Rob Spiewak, so I'm like, I don't...
Well, but that's who, you know, that's who's on that show, though.
Yeah, so I don't listen to it. But I feel like Don Drama is just very corny.
It was even when he came back a couple times I've heard him, he sounds very angry.
He's bitter. I mean, you know, he went through a lot of tragedy in his life. I get it. And, you know, he thinks that he was better than, you know, the whole show, and he could go wherever he wanted to go. And he was the name. And, you know, he was in New York by himself for, what, like a month, you know, doing fill-ins, and then ends up over in Sacramento. And, you know, his partner's doing podcasts. So nothing wrong with podcasts, by the way.
No, podcasts are the future. That's it. Someday, you know, in 2030, when we're all looking back, they'll say, you know, 2014 was the golden year. That's when Radio for Winners really broke that mold and made it.
National Broadcasters Museum reached out to me. They want to put this in the National Archives.
I doubt it.
Wow. National Archives. Wow.
They're just playing in the bathroom.
Yep.
Oh, this is it for the show today?
Yeah, we're coming up on the end of
Radio
for Winners.
All right. Well, I will see you guys next week. I have some very amazing topics we didn't get to cover today. I have no topics.
What the hell is this?
This is the New York Dolls. Personality Crisis. It's a good song, Don.
I feel like Don's music is very limited to Elvira.
He just likes Billy Joel and Elvira.
Did you know who this was?
Yeah.
I feel like that's one thing Tony thinks he's a little snobby about. I know music.
He does know music.
I don't really know music that well, though.
He knows popular music. I don't know any popular music. I know unpopular music.
And there's your ending.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week. It's Radio for Winners. It was hot, but now frustration and heartache is what you got. Well, I'm a sucker, sucker, man. I'm a man. I'm a man.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow. You can. Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.